You're now listening to the Righteously Ratchet Podcast, starring Miss Righteous and Miss Pretty Girl Problems herself.
Cause you're most definitely a work of art. Miss
Katina. And Mr. Ratchet, Mr. Count Up himself, D. Dowdy.
Tryna hide from the camera, I ain't going outside today.
And when my name come up, respect it. I ain't gonna say it no more.
One, two. Hey, listen, this is episode one of, and I don't really know if I should say this, so I'm gonna let her say it, cause I don't wanna, go ahead and say it.
Pretty Girl Problems.
Yeah, what she said, Pretty Girl Problems. What we talking about? This episode one, what we talking about?
We're talking about what is pretty. Because, you see, I am a pretty girl. I'm pretty outside and I'm pretty inside. But sometimes people mistake the pretty for something else. So today, we just want to discuss and see, you know, talk about what is pretty. Because I believe everybody is pretty. Everybody got something pretty about themselves. But my homeboy, Ratchets.
It's righteously ratchet. First of all, we're discussing what it means, I guess, to be pretty, per se.
Yeah,
name of the podcast is Righteously Ratchet. Why? Because I just feel like that she's going to say everything that needs to be said the righteous way. And I'm just going, I don't know.
He's going to be ratchet.
I'm just going to tell it
basically,
how it is.
Basically, he's going to be ratchet.
I wouldn't call it ratchet. I just call it telling like it is. Like, you just got to tell it like it is.
Well.
But since you brought that up, for those that are listening wondering what, if you don't really know what pretty means, cause I don't really think a lot of people really understands what the definition of pretty means. We look that thing up. It means attractive in a delicate way without being truly beautiful or handsome. That's what it means. That's the that's Webster's dictionary of that. So we got to get Miss Katina's definition of that. What's your definition of pretty?
Pretty can be, I think pretty is an attitude. I think pretty is how you feel about yourself. I think pretty is how you carry yourself. I think pretty is how you may look at some point. I think pretty can be different things. And Katina, you know, hearing the word a lot, you know, I think people have it mixed up. They look at the outside pretty and they'd be like, okay, well, you're too pretty for this or you're too pretty for that. And I'm like, what does pretty have to do with it? I mean, that sounds crazy to me because just because you're pretty, it does not mean you still can't pay your bills because you're pretty, you know? If you pretty and you don't pay your car note, guess what's going to happen?
They're going to come and
repossess your car. So that doesn't have anything to do with that. I think a lot of times we misunderstand or miscommunicate the word pretty. So, D, you tell me, what does pretty mean to you?
Pretty means to me, I honestly, like, in this day and time, pretty isn't even a physical thing. Like, you can be ugly and still be pretty. Like, you can be ugly physically but still be pretty. Like, pretty just deals with the inner self. And, like, until you show your inner self, I just don't feel like you can be pretty. I don't know. Maybe I might be wrong. Maybe I might be overlooking it. But it's a lot of pretty outside individuals that are ugly and messed up on the inside.
You're totally
and
right.
And it's crazy because nowadays we live in a generation where
it's what you look like.
Women. I'm gonna say this. I might catch a little heat behind this, but women these days, I think it might be the 21st century. They feel like that you owe them, like, I guess you would say, a compliment. I guess, like, for instance, like, if you see one in the store or something, you say, "Hey, look good," or "You smell good," or "You're pretty." Thank you. And I don't know if that's a black woman thing or a white woman thing or I don't know what that is. Like, it's just crazy because we live in a time like back in the day, like when the old folk they love compliments. Like, thank you. Oh, man. I appreciate that. But nowadays, it's like, it's old. So, I think pretty has to do with your attitude. Like you say, your attitude.
Yeah, in the way you carry yourself.
People, how you carry yourself. Because you can carry yourself in public as a gym. But
behind closed doors, you can be your friend. Like,
you could be worse. I mean, that's how I feel about that right there, man. That's just my personal opinions on that.
Yeah, and I also, if I could just piggyback on that a little bit and kind of give it from a woman's perspective, a woman that receives compliments, I like to receive compliments because just because you're pretty doesn't mean you always feel pretty. It can always be about what you feel like. And then sometimes you may misunderstand the female. Some females might, this day and age, 21st century, I don't know. I'm in the 21st century, so I can't relate to that type of female if that type exists. You know, it might exist in his mind, you know, but not in mine.
What type of female?
Like they don't the like 21st century females that you're saying that at like
but it's some
you
of your,
old
it's
them.
Some of your generation that feel like they old. Since I'm going to be the ratchet side of this, like it's just being honest, there's some people in the world that just feel like that you owe them a compliment, and that ain't how the world goes. And I maybe,
well, I wouldn't say oh, I mean it depends on if the lady, I'll say if she's in your life and she's doing all those great things and you may get comfortable with her and then forget to give her a compliment, and then you may go down to the store at the gas station and see a lady getting ready to pump gas, and you might want to be nice to her, pump her gas, say, oh, you're so pretty, you don't need to be pumping gas, you know, let me pump your gas for you. And then your boo hear about that and be like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you can go pump her gas but you can't take my car and get gas?
Yep, it's gonna be like Beyonce too, to the left, to the left.
That's right, exactly, cause you ain't irreplaceable. Don't get it twisted. But I just think that with some women, it just depends. We can put on the front sometimes. We really like compliments, and if a woman act like you owe her a compliment, really deep inside of her head, she's excited about that compliment. She might make you think that you owe her that compliment, but really, she liked that compliment, especially if you're giving it to her.
So I gotta ask you, man, when's the last, do you feel pretty every day you wake up?
No, sir. I don't even feel pretty, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, okay, I might feel cute, you know, but sometimes I don't feel pretty. It just depends, you know, but I hear the word a lot. I can think I'm not looking pretty, and I can go somewhere and somebody say, oh, you look so pretty today. And I'll be like, for real? Like, what she looking at? Because what I'm saying is. So I feel like pretty also can be the way you feel about yourself, because you don't always feel pretty, but you may look pretty. And I'm one, I take time for myself. I try to take care of myself. I try to make sure my skin right, my hair is right, everything tight, you know, try to do that. But that doesn't mean I'm pretty because I do that. You may have women that may be full figured, medium figured, what y'all like to call them now, thick, pretty hot, and tempted fat, that kind of fat.
I don't know what generation
you know.
We just gonna keep it real fat. We gonna keep it real.
Like I'm saying, you could tell he's younger than me, right? You can tell that, right? Yeah, so, you know, you may think that. So a lot of times, we may not feel pretty because we might not feel pretty hot and tempting all the time. We might just feel hot because it's hot outside, you know what I'm saying? Not hot because we hot, but you're supposed to have that attitude. That's why I say it's very important that you have confidence. That's why I say, what really is pretty? Pretty can be a whole lot of things, and you can think the way you think pretty is, I agree.
But you know what's
a little bit.
You know what's crazy? In 1999, I ain't gonna tell them how old I am, cause we ain't gonna get no laughs or no jokes. But in 1999, the song that came out by a very popular group, one of the greatest groups of our time, their name was TLC, and they put out a song called "Unpretty." And you gotta really sit back and really watch the video to understand. And listen to the words. You gotta listen to the words. I think we be listening to music and we only listen to the words. It says, "You can buy your hair if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if he say so. You can buy all the makeup that Matt can make." That's some real deep words right there. Then they're going to say, "But if you can't look inside you and find out who you are too." You know where this going. You know the song. They know the song.
Yeah,
they know the song.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if that song right there, like, I know some days it just.
You know, you just wake up. Just, if you get that right hairstyle and that right, your makeup tight, your outfit right, you know, you just be like, yeah, she pretty today, baby, you know? It could be the outside, and then it can be the inside of you that doesn't feel pretty, and then sometimes it can be opposite. It can be the inside of you that's very pretty and the outside that may not be as pretty. So that's why I say it depends on the person. The way they carry themselves, the way they move, the way they talk. I mean, it could be different things, because I feel like the prettiest woman, like I think that Holly Berry is very beautiful. Yeah. And I also think Gabrielle Union is very beautiful.
Preach.
I also think she was in Black Panther. I don't want to mess her name up. I think she's beautiful also.
Oh, you talking about the
not the warrior, the one that the Black Panther was in love with. She about to be there.
Oh, see, I ain't seen that.
Queen.
Movie, man. They showed it me on my childhood. I ain't get to see that movie.
Oh well. Black Panther film is something you need to see. It's some pretty black women in that film. And I just think a lot of times in this we play pretty against the color of your skin. Just because my skin may be caramel or pecan tan, if you will, does not mean that I'm the prettiest woman ever. And I think a lot of times with me, I have a dark-skinned daughter, and a lot of times growing up, people thought she wasn't my child and said she's not pretty enough because she was dark. So I had problems with that, you know. Wow. Pretty girl problems. Because I'm like, I like dark men. I mean, her daddy was dark, so she took after him, which was fine with me because I ain't mad about some dark skin. You know, I like that. Oh, but a lot of times when you are quote unquote pretty, so to speak, you hear a lot of things of, oh, you're too pretty for that. Or, oh, you're too pretty for him. Or, oh, you look too pretty for that. You ain't got time. Pretty don't have anything to do with what you choose to do. It's a decision. I don't think pretty is a decision. I just think it's an act. It's a way you carry yourself, the way you look. I mean, we could discuss this all night. We could go all night.
When is the last time you felt unpretty?
Unpretty?
Unpretty.
Ooh, about last week.
What caused you to feel unpretty?
Are we getting real already? Okay.
What caused you to feel unpretty?
Somebody very close to me told me that I had to do something extra for them to give me a compliment. And they were from the male persuasion. Yes. And that made me feel unpretty because I'm like, what you mean I got to do something to say I'm pretty? I can walk in the gym and they act like I'm Holly Berry or something like that. So why come I got to do something extra for you? And I got workout clothes on. What is that? So sometimes you can allow a person to make you feel unpretty. And that's why I say your self-esteem need to be at a certain place. Because just because I'm pretty, I suffered from that. You know, I suffer from having low self-esteem. And a lot of it was coming. I think a lot of it goes deep.
Oh, stop right there, man.
We're going into something deep, huh?
This is getting serious. Listen, man. It's a lot of people in the world that is dealing with self-esteem issues. I just read an article not too long ago that said 92% of Americans either have low self-esteem or they're dealing with some sort of depression. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know how true that is, because what you find is people have a way of hiding what's really paining and really bothering them. So you'll never really know who feels or how people feel
unless they're honest enough to tell you.
And it's simply because I finally figured out the art of communication has been missing for so long. Like, people these days don't care what's wrong with people anymore. It's like they... As long as you, how can I say this? Like, we get so caught up in the social media world that you want to see it on Facebook and you want to see it, but not everything is ready for Facebook. Not everything is ready for Instagram or Snapchat. And a lot of people are dealing with a lot of things that they just don't want to share with the world. So with that, I think a lot of things be missing because people don't really know how people really feel.
Yeah, and I think another thing is, too, that you don't find someone that is pretty that's honest about how they feel. I'm pretty sure we put a whole lot of girls in a room that are considered pretty with the eye. Would you look at and say, oh, she pretty? I bet you they can tell you I bet you they don't feel pretty. And I can speak on that because I am. It's like if I walk in a room, the girls will be like, oh, she thinks she all that. And I'm walking in the room because I'm trying to sit down. I ain't thinking about that. I mean, my feet might hurt from the heels, or I might just be tired, or I'm just going to walk in the room because that's just what I do. I'll walk in the room. But a lot of times, me walking in the room, I get reactions. I even get reactions sometimes, like if I walk in a room and I see a guy that I know and I speak, his wife will get close to him and pull him away. Like, really? I don't want to share no man. I do not want nobody's husband. But with being pretty on the outside, a lot of times people misunderstand or don't even care who you are. They don't take time out to see or take time out to ask who you are or what do you do. They just assume by the way you look that you think something. And I honestly think with dealing with my self-esteem and having higher self-esteem than I used to have, you know, I battle with it. But I know that I have to be my biggest cheerleader. So if a person say to me now, oh, she thinks she all that, you know what I'm gonna say? Sure do, baby. And you need to too. Because if you don't think you all that, who else will? You have to love who you are regardless of your flaws, regardless of what type of family you came from, background, past, future, whatever it is, you still have to love that person that you look in the mirror and see every morning.
Wow, man. Man, you like made me cry, man. That felt like an altar call moment. It was like an altar call moment. You know,
really?
You know that last song? You know that last song when everybody stand up? This is my word. One time I was in church. You know, we were really too hard to go to, me and my brothers. So, you know, I figured it out. I hate to say this, but I figured it out. It's something about the music, man. It made everybody stand up. The pastor just finished preaching. They made everybody stand up. And the choir started singing an old song. And I looked down the row, and my brothers, they were rocking from side to side. And I was just standing there. So he nudged me, and next thing I know, I was rocking. But the more of the story is that right there just felt like I was coming, because everybody needs to hear what you just said. Like, it's more to being pretty than just putting makeup on.
Exactly.
It's more to being pretty than buying pretty clothes. Because you'll never believe this. It's a lot of people with a lot of fly clothes and fly kicks, fly heels, and all these pocketbooks and glasses and wigs and weaves and all this. And still, they broken inside. They still are a mess inside. They still are.
Yeah, so you have to really look into yourself. So me wanting to do pretty girl problems was just something that came on me, that I was like, you know, just because I'm pretty doesn't mean I don't have problems. And a lot of times that's what people think, that you're pretty, that your world is just so perfect and it got rainbows and unicorns and ice cream and spices and all of that.
Rainbows and unicorns in here. I'm out of here, Jack.
You know, but that's what the reality is. Like, I can pretend to be anybody that I want to be online. So that's why I think a lot of people are drawn to the social media, because you can Photoshop your picture, you can add all these filters, you can do all this stuff and look like your life is perfect on Facebook. But once you take away the filters and then you go to your reality, take away your phone, you sit back, that problem, that feeling that you feel, that anxiety, that depression, whatever it is that you're going through at that moment, it's still going to be there. So if I was to say something to someone tonight, I would say, be honest with yourself. Be honest. If you are one of those ladies that you see a pretty woman and then you say, oh, she thinks she all that, you a hater.
You a hater.
Yeah, you a hater.
Now, listen. Every woman at some point in their lives has been a hater, man.
Oh, yeah.
They've been a hater now. Ain't no escaping that. Everybody's been a hater.
And that's what I'm saying. And I can honestly say, if I'm being real, I'm blessed across my chest, you know? I'm blessed a little bit. So with me, I would hate on women that have small chests, you know? Like, dog, I wish I had
so
those.
If you be honest, Tina, have you ever been a hater? Have you ever been somewhere and some ladies come in and you said, there she go.
No. If I see other ladies and I see them, I be like, all right, then they pretty. I've always been that way, because I've always, even though I suffered with my self-esteem, I didn't suffer with somebody looking better than me. If somebody looked better than me, I want to get to know them, you know, or I thought they were pretty or whatnot. I wasn't never like that. Like I told you, if I hate it, I hate it because I had a big, big chest. I had to run and do all this stuff. If I was small chested, I'd be like,
Why is that? Why would you hate that?
I'm not saying I hate it. I just said sometimes you, like with women, and only women can understand this, and I'm, if some, hope a lot of women are listening and they got some comments they want to make or something. Yeah. But you can say, women can relate to what I'm about to say.
Before you say it, she's getting ready to say that them Lane Bryant bras is not cheap. In small words.
And what I'm getting ready to say is Lane Bryant bras are too big for me. They too big for my back. Okay? Because when you small framed and you go try to buy you a bra, it's not going to fit your back. That's all I'm saying. It don't fit my back, so no ma'am and no sir. I don't do the Lane Bryant because it's too big for me.
Oh,
or man. Ashley Stewart's too big for my back. I'm sorry. I can fit the front of it, but the back just don't work. I have to get it sewed up and all that. And who's going to spend all that money just to get it altered? Not me. So, but what I was saying is that a lot of women, sometimes we could say, sometimes you do, but it's just within you. It's just the self-esteem, low self-esteem when you hate on another woman. It's like, look at her. But all women, we are our biggest critic. We can look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, oh Lord, I wish I could change that. Like with me, I had an incident happen to me at the gym where a lady came up to me and she grabbed my chest and she was like, ooh, how much you pay for yours? I paid $6,500 for mine. I said, oh, wait a minute. Girl, Jesus gave me these. This was free. She was like, oh my goodness. And she was trying to, you know, grab me again. I had to hold up. Wait a minute. Don't touch me. But no, I didn't pay for these. So some women pay to look like me. And then you looking like, oh, Lord. So I have gotten to a place in my life where I accept who I am and what I have. And I just thank God for it and try to take care of it, you know? Try to buy the proper things.
We're going to revisit that whole conversation for the next episode. That's just
We keeping it real. While we keeping it real, we might as well keep it all the way
so
real.
So that was the last time you felt unpretty?
Yeah, it wasn't long ago, you know, but I think with my feeling pretty, it's more or less the person that's close to me. If you're not close to me, you can't get to me that way. And most of the time, the people that see me they make me feel pretty. They're like, oh, you look so pretty. Oh, I like that. They're very complimentary. I don't really go around a lot of people where they don't, you know, act like they like me or they hating on me like that.
Yeah, I try to stay away from them kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, I had to because sometimes you can be in competition with a person and you don't even know you're in competition. And I'm like, really? What are we competing for? We all in this together. It's like, if I do hair, you can do hair. You can do hair. I don't mind teaching people my skill. And some people say, you shouldn't do that. But I just say that when you teach a person how to do something, then God is going to bless you the more. So why not share your gifts?
Yeah.
Can't nobody do it like you. You know what I'm saying? It's different ways. And everybody don't like the way you do it. It might like the way the other person do it or this person. Everybody has their own preferences. And in that, we just have to know, you know, believe in you. Believe in what you do and that, hey, what I got, don't nobody got. Because, you know, she always thinking, you know.
Oh, man. Hey, listen. That was episode one. What we call that thing? Pretty girl problems. Pretty girl problems. That was episode one. Y'all in for a ride, man. It's finna get crazy. Yay. I just sat back today, and I'm just enjoying the conversation, you know what I mean? But the next episode, it's going up another notch.
Oh, yeah. We about to talk about some problems, you know?
It's another notch, man. It's Righteously Ratchet with your boy D. Dowdy and
Katina, she's in the building.
Yeah.
You're now listening to the Righteously Ratchet Podcast, starring Miss Righteous and Miss Pretty Girl Problems herself.
Because you're most definitely a work of art.
Miss Katina and Mr. Ratchet, Mr. Count Up himself, D. Dowdy.
Trying to hide from the camera. I ain't going outside today.
When my name come up, respect it. I ain't gonna say it no more.